This is James Granstrom, and you're listening to the Super Soul Model Series. This podcast is designed to uplift and inspire you to making positive changes in your life. I have conversations about health, happiness, spirituality, and why adopting a positive and successful mindset will change your life for the better. Welcome to the James Granstrom Podcast Super Soul Model Series, where I help people tune and tap into their natural state of well-being. Today's podcast is how to tap in to your genius. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I have a fantastic episode for you today. And if you're new to the podcast, please remember to like, subscribe and share. And anytime that you can share this with people that you think will benefit, this message will get out to help more and more people along the way. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, please consider leaving a review on Apple or on YouTube or wherever you are listening to it, because anytime you're able to give this a review, it really helps support the show. So thanks in advance. So let's get back to this episode, how to tap into your genius. So is genius only available to some people and not all? The answer to that is categorically no. No, genius is available to you and it's available to everybody. But the question is are you letting it in? And that's what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. I don't believe that only some human beings have access to genius and others don't. All human beings have access to genius because we all come from source energy. And when we're allowing this energy to come through, that's when we begin to tap into our genius. Now, if you can get receptive enough, if you can get in alignment enough, if you can develop a real sense of clarity, then this energy is going to flow through you. And that's when you're going to tap in and awaken your genius. And all it takes is just for you to become clearer, become a clearer channel for this energy to flow through you. Now, does this mean you're going to be a genius in all areas? Absolutely not. But it may mean that you're going to be a genius in one area, and that's what the world needs. Let's look at people like Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, Einstein, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and even the artist Arkayan, who was a child prodigy of painting at the age of like 4 or 5. Incredible stuff. All have access to this energy and to their genius, as do you. But the only prerequisite for them to access this energy was that they were open enough to receive the energy and the ideas and the inspiration when it came through. So let's look at what genius is before I start to share with you some practical ways to help you tap into that genius. Genius is the ability to focus on one thing for a prolonged period of time. And when you're able to focus on one thing for a prolonged period of time, and it's done with positive momentum because there's interest in there, that momentum begins to kick in before incredible results begin to come back. The key word here is focus. And when you focus on what you love and you focus on your passions and you focus on following your bliss, what's going to happen is naturally your genius is going to unfold. And Joseph Campbell coined that phrase, follow your bliss. And really what he's saying is that when you follow your bliss, you're going to be activating something within you, the vast reservoirs of your soul, tapping into that source energy where your genius is going to reveal itself, not only to you, but also to the world. So what gives me the right to talk about genius? What gives me the right to talk about activating and tapping into your genius? My genius, I discovered, was the ability to communicate. I spent all my life learning how to bring out the best in myself and in others because I'm always wanting to uplift in some way, shape or form. And communications played such a strong part in that role. And I've noticed that when I've become clearer and I've been able to listen, I've been able to really tap into this genius to bring out the best in myself and other people. And now I'm transmitting this genius into podcasts so that I can help empower and uplift other people along the way through this communication. And hopefully I'm doing that with you right now. Now, it's been said that when you focus on one thing for a prolonged period of time, for instance, if you focus on one thing or one subject for over 10,000 hours, you'll have mastered that. And so I've spent over 10,000 hours meditating. I've spent over 10,000 hours learning how to communicate clearly. I've spent over 10,000 hours watching and observing and learning human behavior. And I'm trying to package it in a way in which it will empower other human beings. And hopefully this episode will help you do that. Now, some people are masters of worry. They have focused on worry pretty much most of their lives, and so they are masterful and a genius of worry. But on the other side of the coin, there are other people who are masters of art, masters of drawing, masters of communication, masters of numbers, masters of engineering, all sorts of masters, all sorts of genius available. But the question is, which side of the coin are you focused upon? Because the key is what you're giving your attention to. So remember what the words that Joseph Campbell said, which is follow your bliss or follow your passions, because the secret lies within that. So in this episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you seven ways about how you can tap into your genius. Number one, my first way to be able to help you tap into your genius is through an affirmation. Now, this affirmation I learned was from a guy called Dr. John DeMartini. Now, he featured in the documentary The Secret. Now, I went to go and see him speak in about the year 2008. And in that seminar that he gave, he shared with us his story. And his story was one of this. He was a 17-year-old high school kind of dropout who smoked marijuana on the beaches of Hawaii and was a bit of a loser. And one day he learned something from a teacher. And that teacher told him this affirmation, saying that if you start to say affirmations, then there's a strong chance in time your brain will and your mind will start to believe it. And then when you begin to believe it, it will become part of your life. And that affirmation he was taught was the one that I use that I'm going to share with you now. So even though Dr. John DeMartini does not know this right now, I'm passing on his legacy. And this affirmation I'm going to share with you, my mind began to accept. Now, it took a bit of time, but yours might too. And this is one way you can tap into your genius. And the affirmation is, I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. Now, I've been saying this every morning for the last 13 years when I wake up. I almost say it for a few times when I brush my teeth and I'm looking in the shower. I say, I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. It just rolls off my tongue. And my brain, after a while, began to accept it. And it's really interesting the feedback that I've been getting in my daily life, because a lot of people saying, thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. And when I've been at events or I've been on a modeling shoot or I've worked in manual labor with a friend helping them out, each time I've often heard, thanks for sharing your wisdom. I really appreciate that. And so that's when I realized that I was beginning to tap into my genius and I was sharing that wisdom. And you can too. So remember that affirmation, because that affirmation could really turn your life around and help you tap in not only to your genius, but into a natural state of well-being as well. Number two, I've talked about it a little bit before, but Joseph Campbell's words, follow your bliss. When you follow your bliss, when you follow what your passions, when you follow what you're interested in, your genius is going to reveal itself, because when you do what you love, there is a higher resonance within your body and you will be able to access something within you that's a little special, your genius. Your genius will find you when you feel good. And that's really, really exciting. And so, what do you naturally love to do? Where do you naturally find joy? What activities do you naturally find joy in? You'll be surprised where it leads you, because your life will always leave clues. If you're enjoying this episode, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. Number three, another way you can tap into your genius is through coherence. Coherence is when the left and right hemispheres of the brain are working in harmony and the neurons are firing and wiring together at the same time. This is when you're going to begin to tap into your genius. If you were looking under an EEG machine, you would see both hemispheres of the brain working. Now, things like meditation really help. Brain entrainment videos work that you may find on YouTube. Binaural beats really help, because anyone who's tapped into their genius has managed to find a level of mind that's different from their everyday thinking. What they're doing is they're tapping into a higher mind, a higher level, a higher state of receptivity. And that receptivity is found through brain coherence, when that left and right brain are working in perfect harmony and in perfect concert with one another. That's when the universe really starts to activate your genius within you. And all genius means is one song, which means harmony, which also means that everything is working in synchronicity with one another. Number four, my fourth way to tap into your genius is by drawing. There's something magical about when you're putting pen to paper that happens in the brain and in the body. In the film A Beautiful Mind, with starring Russell Crowe, Russell Crowe plays a character who's amazing with numbers. He's autistic, yet he's still incredible, and his mind is beautiful because he's able to find these fantastic solutions to advance mathematics. But there's a clue in this film that I really love, is that on his pad, as he's drawing and writing, he often does the sign of infinity. And that sign of infinity is the sign of genius. Often in China, you will see the sign of infinity as such an auspicious sign, because that sign of infinity is actually the sign of the left brain and the right brain all working in one unison. It's never ending, always flowing, always going. And that's like the universe, always growing, always expanding. It expands and contracts and there's no end. That's what the universe is. And that's very much like what's going on inside of your brain. And so if you were to just draw that sign of infinity, you could begin to tap into your genius. And back in the year 2004, 2005, like for 3 years, I was just playing, drawing that sign of infinity, just because I'd read about it. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I could do this on myself. Would I be able to access something else in my mind? Would I be able to access another part of my brain that would tap into a genius? And I believe the answer to that is yes, because of now of what I'm doing, now of how I'm sharing my videos, now of how I'm sharing wisdom that's here to empower and uplift. Another way you can do that is by walking in the sign of infinity, and they have these things like labyrinths, etc., and these mazes that can help you walk in these signs and patterns, because when you are using your brain and you're working those left and right hemispheres of the brain, you're going to come into balance and you're going to come into that receptive state, which will help you tap into your genius. Number five, my fifth way to tap into your genius is by observing how you help other people. Your life leaves clues. Your genius may lie in how you accidentally help people where you have little or no awareness that you help them in that kind of way. Like I mentioned earlier, I was helping other people on photo shoot sets, or I was helping people on a movie set, or in manual labor, or on hosting events. However I was helping people, I was always wanting to share some sort of level of wisdom, something that would uplift another human being, because I couldn't just sit there and do nothing, because my soul, my genius was wanting to express, to uplift another human being in some way. And I knew that through communication, that's how I would be able to help tap into my genius. So how do you help other people? What are you doing in your life? Notice how you help other people, and you'll be so surprised what your genius is, because you probably already do it and you don't even recognize it. But once you gain the level of awareness that you know what you're doing when you're doing it, you'll have activated and tapped into your genius. And now you're aware of your genius, and now you bring it into the conscious mind, and that becomes really exciting because now you know what you're actually doing. Number six is to play. Play as you were when you were a kid. When you were a kid, you used to just enjoy for the fun of it. You would enjoy for the pleasure of it. You would play and draw and sew and dance and make music and make up silly songs and do all sorts of crazy things just for the fun of it. When you're playing, you're free. And when you're free, you're in that receptive state. So you want to get in that receptive state. And as soon as you're in that receptive state, that freedom allows the genius within to reveal itself, because you can be funny in a moment. That's why I love watching improv comedians, because they're just in the moment having fun. They're tapping into their genius in the moment because they're playing and they're having fun and they're free. So what is it that you do that you could have fun to play with, just for no acclaim, but just for the sheer fun of it, for the sheer joy of it? Because as soon as you tap into that essence of play, that inner child within will begin to shine. But if you're doing it for the need for approval, then you're not going to be tapping into the genius. And it's almost as if you close that pocket of genius down for that moment. But you can open it up again when you're feeling good, when you're doing it for fun. And so play is such an important way, because the kids have it right. The kids play for the sake of playing, not for the state of acclaim. And last but not least is to eat more brain foods. When you're eating more brain foods, what's going to happen is your brain is able to receive more information, more energy. And what better way to tap into your genius than being able to come up and receive the ideas that come through you And so some of the ways that you'd be able to help encourage that genius to come from within is by eating more healthy fats and less saturated fats, meaning less processed foods and more healthy fats. Healthy fats include things like avocados, nuts, walnuts, seeds, pumpkin seeds. I take an omega 3, 6 and 9 supplement by Udo's Choice, which is amazing. And they feed my brain with such healthy oils and healthy fats that help the nervous system, that help the brain, that boost memory function. So there's so many things that you can take. Another thing that I love to have every day is organic sprouts, broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, things like that. They're really great. And kale and leafy green vegetables, these all really help the brain function extremely well, high in vitamin K. Things also which are great are things like beets, and beetroot juice is amazing. And of course, things like blueberries and all types of berries are fantastic. They help boost the brain, help boost the memory function. And also things like dark chocolate are great. And I love the 85% dark chocolate, and things like green tea and coffee. Now, I'm pretty much caffeine free, so I'll have green tea once in a while, but I don't drink coffee. But they can be a massive, wonderful stimulant for the brain. But whilst not being dependent on them, notice them for what they do, which is help stimulate the brain. And when you help stimulate the brain, you may be able to put yourself in that receiving space where you're gaining clarity and able to tap into your genius when it comes through. So in conclusion, I'm a messenger and I'm here to remind you that you have genius power within. All you need to do is access it and tap into it. So what is your genius? Because that's what the world's requiring right now. The world needs your light. The world needs your genius. The world needs your skills and creative talents and things that you're really good at and that you love to do. What the world needs is not repetition. What the world needs is someone who's lighting up, doing what they love to do. So I'm really eager and excited to see that what you're going to bring to the table, because the world needs more people like you who are tapped into your genius. So I hope some of these 7 ways can be able to help you tap into that genius. And I'm eager to see what's going to happen for you. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode and you found some value from it, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you over on Instagram, and just tag me in a post or tag me in a story and let me know what has stood out for you in this episode. I love to hear from you, and I love to hear what your successes are and what you've taken away, because it really helps enthuse me to bring you more and more content each week. When you're benefiting from these podcasts, it means that I'm doing my job. That gives me great joy, because that means I'm here fulfilling my mission. And my mission is to help people such as your good self on your journey. Remind yourself of what you're truly capable of. Now, as always, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. And until the next episode, I wish you green lights all the way.